Hey, it's Carrie from HGTV's Extreme Makeover Home Edition. I just started listening to the Purple Pants podcast and I absolutely love it. It's a Purple Pants. It's a Purple Pants. It's a Purple Pants podcast. Love you, Bryce.
It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You better listen in public. Might make your stomach hurt. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants podcast. She's trying to unwind. You better get that box wine. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You're trying to get your snack. You better hurry right back, though. Mm-hmm. It's the Purple Pants. Yeah. It's the Purple Pants. Hello, 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 and welcome to this week's episode of the Purple Pants Podcast. I am your host, Bryce Isaiah, and I am so excited that you have tuned in to this week's episode, okay? Listen, I'm trying to get some entanglement with y'all going on. What's poppin'? Welcome back to my Purple Pants posse, and welcome back to our first time and new listeners. I'm so excited that you're here with us this week. But listen, you know I gotta ask a favor. Before we get all entangled up and everything, make sure you subscribe to my podcast on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you write a review. Make sure you give your baby boy some 5 stars. Definitely helps the podcast grow and helps me produce the feedback that you guys are looking for. Now, what's the tea? What's been going on? I hope everyone's been safe, happy, well, living a best life, okay? Because listen, 2020 has been a rough year, okay? But despite the rough year, we need to make sure that we are living our very best life and being our true self, okay? Unapologetic. Now, what your baby boy been up to? You already know. So listen, you get ready. Get ready for it, okay? You ready for it? Is you ready? Because you know, I've been busy as a quarantine. Busy as a quarantine, okay? Listen, I will remix it, pop it, okay? Fry it, put it in the oven, okay? I don't know why I just like saying busy as a quarantine, woo! But yes, your baby boy has been busy. I got my hands in so many different kitchens. I've got so many projects that I'm working on that some of them I can't say just yet, but they'll be coming out very soon. Other things is just regular everyday life, you know, managing my friendships, managing my personal relationships with my family, managing my work life, managing the podcast. It has your baby boy all over the place. But in true transparency, okay, your baby boy was in his feelings this week. I really felt like I was tried. Like, you know, I always feel like I'm being tried, but I felt like somebody was really trying me. And I literally had to go back and listen to last week's episode when I was speaking to myself and to the posse that, like, let your light shine. Don't ever dim your light to make someone comfortable. And I just don't think you guys know how true that really rings for me and just everything that I'm dealing with personally. And I just have a lot of, like, you know, new levels come new devils. Okay, y'all heard that before? Because it's definitely true. And just with all of the activism that I've been doing and speaking out, and I have had so much support, and I have thank everyone that has supported me. But at the same time, I got, like, you know, little some haters in the background. And what surprises me about haters the most is that, like, it's always you in your mind, you imagine what haters look like. But in reality, haters are so much more closer to you, or so much more, like, you know, they look like you. And, you know, it's just, oh, baby. What I have learned is that as I find my voice and that I am proud to say who I am, where I've come from, and what I am, and that I'm a gay black man, and I will scream that to the top of my lungs from the top of any mountain, anywhere I go, because that's my story. That's what I've been through. And if that bothers somebody, it's not my problem. And that's just really what I've been dealing with, that as much as I come into myself, the more naysayers, you know, new levels, new devils. And I gotta be honest, Purple Pants Posse, y'all know I'm on a roll for a better Bryce. I truly am. I strive to do better. I try to be better, but I am only human. And so with some, you know, when I heard some rumblings of people wanting to just generally hate on me because of their lack of education, their lack of understanding, their lack of empathy, that it really kind of upset me. And just, I was in my feelings, okay? It bothered me. But I had to remind myself, and that I had to remember, don't nobody know my story. Don't nobody know the struggles that I've been through. I know the struggles that I've been through. And I don't need any justification. I don't need anybody to pat me on the back. Like, I know what I've been through and I know the hurdles that I've overcome, and I can see the difference. I can see the growth. And listen, if it bothers you, it bothers you, because guess what? Your baby boy ain't stopping, okay? Ain't stopping. I am who I am. And if I bother you, then you need to take a look at yourself, because I ain't bothering nobody. I'm not bothering you. But if I bother you that much, then you need to take a look at yourself, okay, my friend? So your baby boy had to do some self-assessment, some just checking in to like, ooh, why does this bother you so much? Where are these triggers coming from? And I had to realize that hearing those rumblings of somebody not truly wishing me well brought me back to a space of me being in like the fourth, fifth grade when I got teased, and like that, and the anger that I had, because I didn't know why and I didn't understand. And it was like this such sweet, innocent Bryce who just really wanted to love everybody and be everybody's friend was teased and villainized. And so I had to remind myself that baby boy, that this is what the trigger is. And like, you know, and I had to process that, had to talk through with some friends. And I'm so grateful that I have an amazing support system in my life, because I truly realize that other people don't have that type of support system, and that I do, and that I don't always have to agree with my support system. I could argue with them, I could yell at them, but at the end of the day, I know that they see me for the person that I am, and they respect me and want the best for me. And so with all of that, I've just come to the conclusion that, listen, your baby boy, I ain't stopping. And if I'm bothering you, okay, if my being bothers you, then baby, you better get ready, because I'm coming. Yes, Purple Pants Posse, I appreciate y'all so much, because I have a place that I can vent. I don't have to let it boil up inside of me. So thank you so much for listening, because I just had to get that out. And you know, your baby boy is wetting his whistle too, okay? And this week, your baby boy is wetting his whistle to some Tito's. The liquor stores in Philadelphia opened back up. I didn't have to wait in a long line, so I was able to get my Tito's. I had some watermelon. I had some lemonade. I blended it up and baby put some ice in it. Okay. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Hold on. Wait. Let me wet the whistle. Ooh. So on to this episode. I am so excited. Let me give you the rundown, baby. We got some church announcements. We got some really great church announcements this week. And on the menu this week, I got Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith. I talked about her last week with her, you know, entanglement with August Alsina. And then she brought herself to the Red Table Talk. And I want to break that down for the Purple Pants Posse. I'm so excited to welcome Francesca Hoagie to the podcast. You know that she is a love counselor, a life coach, and a matchmaker. So I was able to kind of access some questions for the posse, you know, with this quarantine and dating and like what that looks like. So we really had a great conversation, and baby, it kind of went left a little bit. You know, I'm trying to, you know, help the posse, and, you know, Francesca really gathered my soul and really kind of put me where I needed to be put. So I'm so excited for that segment. Of course, we've got Advice with Bryce this week, Barb's Message, and Freak of the Week. So listen, buckle up, okay? The plane getting ready to take off. Oh, let's get it started. Let's get into these church announcements.
Welcome to church. Welcome to church. It's a church announcement, so now. Welcome to church.
What's up, Purple Pants Posse? E. Berrios here to announce my new single, Too Much. It drops Friday, July 17th. Bryce already heard it. He set us a vibe. He set us a jam. And you hear about it right here first on the Purple Pants Podcast. So please stream the new single, Too Much, July 17th. Bryce, I appreciate you, bro. I'll talk to you soon. E. Berrios, gone.
On Wednesday, July 15th at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, the Soul Survivor Organization and Rob Has a Podcast with the AV Club is hosting Whose Tribe Is It Anyway? A panel on LGBTQ intersectionality on Survivor. We know how Survivor handles race, not in a good way, but what happens when race collides with LGBTQ issues? Please join us for our conversation. We hope to see you there. You can visit JatiaPhD/LGBTQ to view. Thanks, guys.
Hello, you good-looking Purple Pants podcast listeners. How are you doing? Probably pretty great because you're listening to this awesome podcast by the dashing, supportive, wonderful Bryce Isaiah. I hope you are enjoying this, maybe out in the sun, laying on a lawn chair, someone you love massaging your feet. I am just so excited to be a part of that experience. I'm Hannah Shapiro. Like Bryce, I once lived on an island a long time ago, and now I'm a podcaster. For my special temple announcement, I am very excited to tell you about my brand new podcast, Pawnee Public Radio. It's a Parks and Recreation rewatch podcast. My co-host Will and I will be breaking down every episode, telling any funny stories it inspires, and hopefully having some cool guest hosts on along the way. So if you want to find us, go to PawneePublicRadio.com or search that into iTunes. We are our own podcast feed, so we would love it if you join in and subscribe. You can also find us on the Bird Social, at Radio Pawnee, or at my own handle, at Hannah Lil Nesson. Thank you so much for including me in these announcements. Purple Pants forever. Peace.
It's a man who, it's a man you. Meat and potatoes like we're cooking up a great stew. It's a man who, it's a man you. Meat and potatoes like we're cooking up a great stew.
Getting the menu started, I have Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith. And listen, this week, Jada brought herself to the Red Table Talk on Facebook, and her husband, Will Smith, was there for her support. And ooh, 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 listen. So I reported to you guys last week that August Alsina, the singer, came out in this interview for promotion of his album that he was in a relationship with Jada, and that essentially she broke his heart, and that Will gave him permission to date Jada, and that there are reps from Jada's camp saying that Jada didn't know what he was talking about, and that, you know, reps from Jada and Will both came out during that week and said that they were both blindsided by the story. And then Jada took to Facebook to say that she was bringing herself to the Red Table to talk about it. And woof, listen, this Friday, she dropped her Red Table Talk. Now, first thing, I have to be honest that I was so surprised at how real and candid Jada was that she actually admitted that she was in an entanglement with August. Okay, yes, entanglement. That's very rich people talk for a relationship. And even Will kind of called her out on the Red Table and it said that you're saying entanglement, but what does that really mean, Jada? And so she said, yes, a relationship with August. Jada also went on to say that her and Will at that time were separated, that they hated each other, that they did not see themselves getting back together. So Jada was free to do whatever she wanted, and more power to her, okay? Because listen, I had to look up some information, and Jada is 48, August is 27, and Will's oldest son, Trey, from his previous marriage is 27. But listen, we won't even get into that. But what Jada had essentially said was that when the family met August, he was very sick, which we know this after August came out with his big hit, I Love This Ish. Then, you know, he released a couple of other albums and singles, but then August's personal life started to take more of the headlines. He got very sick to the point of almost death. He lost his sister. His mental health was at question. And a lot of celebrities rallied around August for his betterment. And Jada and Will were one of those people where they, even on the Red Table, they said that they helped get him treatment and really kind of got him to a better place. All the meanwhile, Jada and Will's relationship was in turmoil. They had agreed to separate and that they could live their best life. And August was a shoulder that Jada could entangle with. Well, the fact that they were so honest about that really kind of like lowered my anxiety about this, because I was worried that they was going to get on here and this be a PR stunt and they just say that like August and her just had a friendship and that August took it somewhere else. But no, to my surprise, Jada owned up to her entanglement. And what I really loved about the Red Table was that Will was like, no matter what, I'm always going to be here to support my baby. Now, there were a couple of times when Jada was talking and the camera would pan to Will that he looked visibly uncomfortable, and obviously I'm sure he does not want to be sitting here on a TV show that his wife hosts talking about his wife's other relationship with another man while he was still married. So I get that. But Jada made it also very clear that Will was doing his own thing, and it was funny because they were bantering back and forth, and Will was like, I'm gonna get you back, and Jada's like, I think you've got me back a whole bunch of times, alluding to a lot of, you know, other little stuff, but listen, this not what we reporting today. Another thing that Jada and Will touched touched upon was that they didn't really want to come forward because they felt like the climate of what's going on in the country, that they didn't want this to be a headline. However, you know, Black Twitter made it a headline and was a thing, and so that they wanted to actually speak their piece. And in speaking their piece, they actually cleared up that Jada and Will, they said together that they spoke to no press. So the stories of that Jada's representative said that she never dated him and that they were blindsided, that they are saying that that was all false and lies. Now, some of the tea that Jada was dropping subliminally was that she was saying that after her and August's entanglement ended, that August no longer wanted to speak with her because Jada and Will kind of had reconciled. And Jada and Will spent a little bit of time talking about how they never thought that they would be able to reconcile, that the place that they were at was that they hated each other, and that, like, true love is like, you know, let it go, and if it comes back, it's true love, and that they really kind of found a deeper meaning for love, and that relationships of long terms, you go through, it's a roller coaster ride. You go through your ups, you go through your downs, but at the end of the day, you ride out for your partner. Now, back to what I was saying about Jada and the little shade that she was throwing, because she said very clearly on the red table that after she reconciled with Will, August no longer spoke to her. Like, she has not spoken to August since then. And that's been about almost 3.5, 4 years. Which brings me to what I was saying on last week's episode, to why now? Why now, August? And for me, what smells funny about August, and again, I don't want to take away from August's truth, because if this is how he felt, if this is what he wanted to say, fine, say it. But why are you saying it now if it's been 4 years, same week that your album dropped? Like, that's what I just find is, like, I don't like that funny money stuff. Like, you know, if you want to speak your truth, just speak your truth, not to just, you know, promote your album. I would have much more respected August if he was just doing a random interview and this came up and, you know, he spoke about it. But the fact that, like, you know, you got this album and you want to get your name in the headlines, I don't know, that's a little I think Jada touched on it when she said, I haven't spoken to August in almost 3.5 years, so I'm confused as to why this was coming out now. In the end, to take away from the red table talk, was, listen, Jada got into an entanglement, okay, when she was separated from her husband with a much younger, delicious man. However, she got back together with her husband and they are more solid than ever. And I think that it was great that Will was there to support his wife. And it's power in telling your own story. When someone else speaks upon what happened and you don't speak out, then you kind of let the narrative run its course. And so I think that it was great that Jada went on her own platform to talk about her own personal life. And I think I read some headline this morning that her red table talk broke her record for 12 million views in one day. Listen, tell your story, but listen, what I'm trying to figure out is, in my life, how can I get entangled with the right type of gentleman, okay? But listen, let's get into this next segment. Keeping the menu rolling, I am so excited that I have my friend coming onto the podcast. Now, mind you, she a friend in my head, a friend in my heart, a friend in my soul, and she may be a friend to some of you. I would like to welcome my friend, Francesca Hoagie, to the Purple Pants Podcast.
Hey, Bryce. Bryce, hi. By the way, I'm your real friend, too.
Yes, I mean, okay. Yeah, real friend, too. Real friend.
We just had a whole real friend conversation before we hit record, which we're not going to talk about.
Listen, we just had a whole podcast before the podcast, okay? But for people that don't know who Francesca is, listen, okay, she is a former Survivor contestant from Redemption Island and the Karamoans, okay? And if that's not all she is, she's a love and life coach, okay? If you into the sound bath, baby, she's a sound bath pro, okay? And she is a professional love matcher. Oh, yes. So I got so much I need to get it. I have to unpack from you. First of all, girl, tell me what a sound bath is, because I always see you on your Instagram and mm-hmm. I love it. And I'm like, oh, child, I'm dirty. Like, sound bath me clean.
So a sound bath is basically a meditative experience where different instruments are played at different frequencies, different tones, in order to bring, like, use the vibration, because that's what sound is. Sound is vibration. Use, like, harness the vibration and the power of that sound to just bring more balance and healing to your body. Basically, it's like nutrition for your nervous system.
Oh, I'm here for it. I love it. And the next time that you do one on your Instagram, I'm gonna get naked and I'm gonna like, you know. Because I need the vibrations. I can't let no underwear box. I need the vibrations to flow through me so
I can
be cleansed.
Yes.
I also left out that you are the host of a very successful, and if you have not checked it out, the Dear Franny podcast. First of all, she snatches my soul each and every time. So if you have not checked that out, you are doing yourself a disservice and you need to get into it today.
Thank you, Bryce. Well, the episode that you did, everyone needs to check out Bryce's episode of Dear Franny. I actually recorded a video recently about this episode because, first of all, I laughed so much that I was actually in my head, I was thinking, oh my God, this is going to be a terrible episode because all it is me laughing. Like, it's like, who wants to hear me just laughing hysterically at everything that Bryce says? But it is actually probably my favorite episode I've ever recorded. It's so, I listen back to it and I'm like, oh my God, this is so good. You're just, you know, I just adore you. You're the best. But one quick thing I want to say about the sound baths, because I had been doing them every Sunday on Instagram for 17 weeks in a row. But I'm giving myself a break. So last Sunday was the last one for a while. But on my IGTV, I have recordings of some past sound baths, including the one from 4th of July weekend. So I recommend you just going and checking it out. You know, when you're ready, you can just lie down, put some headphones on, put an eye mask on, and just have a real beautiful meditative experience.
Yes, that literally is going to be my Sunday, because I'm so serious, because I'm so stressed, not stressed, but there's just a lot of moving parts in my life right now that are causing me to like be so, I can't even put a word to it, but I need a release. I need to just like check back into myself.
Yes.
And I love the fact that you talked about the podcast that we did together. I loved that podcast so much because, one, I don't always find myself being like authentic, and especially like in the love scenario. So I truly enjoyed that podcast just because I felt like on an open forum, I was just being authentically myself and talking about like some of the issues that I struggle in my love life, and you gave me like homework, and I've really been, since then, I'm always one for like self-assessment, you know, meditation, therapy, whatever you consider that to be. And so the homework that you gave me really kind of like sparked so much in my own self-growth that I love it. And at the same time, I also was cussing her out, because I'm like, why she had me in my head, and why is she having me do this stuff that like, it's critical thinking about yourself. And sometimes people find it like, you know, it's so easy for us to give advice to other people, but when you actually like have to take your own advice, and when you actually have to like sit in your own thoughts, like that's a whole different conversation. And so it like, you know, challenges me in ways of like, you know, why am I still single? Why have relationships not worked? And like, you know, and everything, which is funny, because I always be like, it was him, the DMs, the texts, but it all comes back to me. And it's like that, and that is an interesting and like, you know, a topic that is hard to grasp, but it also is eye-opening, which is why I wanted to have you come on the It's a Purple Pants, because with this COVID, girl, I'm crazy. You know I'm crazy. I listen.
I'm trying to control my laughter.
Don't. I love it. But I feel like, you know, my Purple Pants posse, we go together. And I feel like a lot of the times when I'm transparent and I like bare myself to them, I get so many emails from people saying like, oh my God, Bryce, I'm going through the same thing. Oh my God, I can't believe you talked about that. And so for me, one of the things that I don't know necessarily like struggling with, but like, you know, dating and like, you know, during this COVID time, and like, what does that look like, and what is appropriate avenues to find people to date, and what is appropriate, like with social distancing and all of that. And like, I'm just like, you know what? I don't know. Let me go to the source. Yes. Let me go to the Mecca. Okay. Let me write Dear Franny.
I am here for you. I am here for the Purple Pants posse. Let's do this.
Yes. So, I mean, I don't even know what to start. I'm just saying, like, okay.
Yeah. Well, I'll just tell you generally, and then you can ask me any questions, and, you know, we can go whichever direction you want to take this. But in general, I think that now is actually a good time to date if you are looking for a relationship. If you're not looking for a relationship, if you're just looking for, you know, just to have fun, date lots of people, just, you know, get your freak on, whatever, that's great, that's beautiful, but it's not a great time for that. but if you're at a place in your life where, and by the way, I've been in that place in my life and it was great. I loved that place when I was there until I didn't. And then I was like, okay, now I need more. But if you're looking for a relationship, now is a good time to date because of COVID, because we don't have all of the distractions that we normally have. You actually have an opportunity to slow shit down, not just fall like immediately into your old patterns because you just physically kind of can't do, you know what I mean? Like there's too much disruption, right? And so you actually have a chance now to when you do connect with people to go deeper, get to know each other more, you know, maybe you're not even gonna, maybe in typical life, you might hook up with somebody on a first, second, third date. And maybe now you're not even gonna see them until you've had 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 video dates
right
before you even get to see each other face to face, right? And so while that can feel frustrating on the one hand, on the other hand, you can really use it as an opportunity to be like, all right, what do I really want in a partner? What do I really want the relationship that I want to be in? What does that look like? And really just start to assess when you're getting to know people, like, is this person capable of meeting me there? Yes or no? And there are a lot of people who aren't going to invest weeks of their time getting to know you without the instant gratification of being able to hook up with you. And so that might suck in the moment, but it's good to know that if you know you want a relationship, that person's not ready for a relationship. If they can't spend some time getting to know you, they're not looking for a relationship.
Right. And so I find myself, and please feel free to gather me at any point in time. Okay.
Okay. But received. Permission
I'm
received.
I'm going to be honest in my approach to love or to, so here, I don't even know what to say. What I'm saying is that I am open to the idea of meeting someone. Very much so. Like, I would love companionship. I would love a friendship. I would love all of that. However, where I find myself in my life right now is that, like, I am, like, at the point where I'm like, okay, I think it's time for you to pour everything into you as a person, as a brand, as a whatever. And I'm still not even there yet. Also, realize that, like, you know, it get lonely at night. And I also realize a lot of my friends are in relationships. And like, I'm like, you know, a lot of times like, oh, Bryce, come to the lake house with us. Oh, Bryce, come watch a movie with us. And it's like, well, damn, it's always just me. Mm-hmm. And so I am at this point where I'm like, and don't get me wrong, I don't have, like, you know, there are people in my body that I text and there are people in my life that I have for a good time.
I'm sure. Yes.
So, you know, but like, I'm at the point where I'm like, yeah, I want a little bit more, but I guess what I'm saying is that, like, I am open to evolving with someone, right. But I don't know if that's possible. Like, do I need to evolve by myself first? Or like, how can you still be open to like the possibility of something, but then also be very into what you are doing and be very into like your goals and aspirations? Or like, do the two just not meet?
Yes. Oh, this is a really good question. And I think it's an important question because I think a lot of people feel the way you feel, which is like, I got all these other things that are really important to me that I'm focusing on right now. So I guess it's not the time to get into a relationship. And I think that that can be a valid excuse at times. Like, so say, for instance, you were like, you already have a podcast, but say you were, this was before you'd launched your podcast, and you were like, I'm launching my podcast in a month, and for this time, like, this month is going to be crazy, so I'm not focused on dating this month. Like, okay, yeah, of course, that makes sense. It's a short-term push, right? And yeah, like, absolutely. Or if you're like, oh, I'm only gonna be, you know, I'm in school and I'm gonna be in, you know, this program for another year in Wisconsin, and I know that I actually am gonna move to Florida or whatever. Don't move to Florida, it's filled with COVID and racist, but no, that's Florida. I'm going to move to California. Right? We got a lot of COVID and racists here, too, to be honest. not as much as Florida. then again, that might be a time where you're like, okay, I'm focused on, really getting through this program. It's a short-term thing. But that is a slippery slope when you start applying that to just being a person who has life goals. Do you know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. you're never not going to have goals. You're never not going to have things that you're working on personally and professionally. And I think the idea that we have to wait until we're, this future version of ourselves where we have all our shit together and everything is right and then we'll get into a relationship. That is, that's a lie that we are told. And that keeps a lot of people from relationships that can really benefit you. And I think, the process of working on yourself, working through your goals, that's a great time to start dating and to meeting people to see who else is in that stage. Who can meet me here? There's a real difference. Like, you know this, like there's a real mindset difference between the kind of person who's like, I want things to be better in my life, so I'm actually going to figure it out. I don't know how, but I'm going to do what I can to figure it out. That's a really different mindset than somebody who's like, nah, this is it. This is what it is. Like, it is what it is. I just take what comes. This is what it is. And, it kind of sucks, but, hey, that's life.
Well, and I think part of my problem is I said to gather me, and I think that that's me. Like, I think that I'm just like, okay, this is life. This is this is my struggle. This is where I'm at, and this is what it's going to be. And so I guess where I find a hard time is that, I know how to make myself available, but I don't feel like I'm making myself available in the appropriate channels to receive back the same energy or receive back energy that matches mine. And also with this social media day and age, and I also sometimes may, and again, feel free to gather me, I don't know, is it my pride that I don't really want to reveal that I am as available as I am, because then I don't want to be like, I don't want them to think that I don't have this. But at the same time, I'm like, India Ivory, I am ready. Okay.
Where are you? Hi.
Okay. I need to know.
So what you do? So look, here's the thing. If you the more of give it, despite of everything I just said, it is true that the more of an empowered place you are, the more of a, a joyful place, a peaceful place that you are in your life, you're going to date more successfully and get into a better relationship.
Agreed. Yes. And despite everything that I have said, I do find myself in a place in my life where I probably am the most, I don't want to say the most, but I am at a place where I am very much so aware of who I am. I am proud of who I am. And I don't have a problem with telling you who I am.
Yes. Good. And that's beautiful. And that's growth. And that's growth. And here's a good thing about dating. I mean, and this is the phase that you're in. Maybe what you should be focused on right now. And I do think this is actually, okay, this is important. If you're single, okay, and maybe you're listening to this, yes, and you're single and you don't want to be single, it is very important to really figure out what your starting point is. Because so say everyone listening to this is single and wants to find love. Not everyone who's listening to this who's single who wants to find love is really ready for love, even though they think they are because they want it so badly, right? So it's good to really be honest about where you are on your love journey, as I call it, and know that if you're in a place where, I'm really trying to figure out how to even be more vulnerable, how to get more comfortable with being, authentic, how to just, own who I am and love who I am. If you're in that place, then use dating as a tool to help you go deeper into that, rather than be like, okay, my goal right now is to find my one true forever love. First of all, there's not just one person for everyone, but just to be clear. But rather than having that as a goal, being like, okay, I have a goal right now to really get more comfortable with myself and to really be able to show up in dating and be authentic. I have a goal right now to get confident with flirting. I have a goal right now to get comfortable with receiving affection. Everybody is in a different place. So I think that, just set the goal that's appropriate for where you are right now.
Now, tell me again, feel free to gather me. Is this an appropriate goal that I am open to an entanglement?
I would advise against an entanglement, because an entanglement, and the fact that she used that word, he's over here saying relationship, okay? And she's over here saying entanglement. So that right there tells you how drama happens.
But if the drama looked like August Alsina, I'm just saying, I don't mind a little entanglement, okay?
I had to Google him. I was like, I've never heard of this person before. Franny. I don't know who this is. I had no idea. I'm old, Bryce. I don't know what these kids be doing. Though Jade is older than me. I'm like, what are you doing with this child? But anyway, actually, I'm like, I know exactly what you were doing with this child.
Okay. Entanglement. Okay. Entanglement, girl.
Entanglement. That's what you were doing. You know, it depends on which side of the relationship are you on that you're calling it an entanglement, right? Like, that's kind of depends, right? So if you are... I mean, I see a lot of people just choosing situations that are just so inherently filled with drama that I'm like, just know that you're choosing drama.
Yeah, girl, listen, you speak into my heart, because again, I will be authentically myself and present with you. And again, I just want preference this by saying that it's not the energy that I'm seeking. But a lot of the times, the entanglements that I find myself are in like first of all, like, men are attracted to my energy, like, that's the fact that I like, you know. Mm-hmm. And I oftentimes will get
straight,
like,
ones
the,
too.
Yeah, girl, listen, this is where I'm getting at, girl. No. This is where I'm getting at. That I then get entangled with these men who are not comfortable with their sexuality, but they are easy on the eyes. Mm. And I recently, like, read a post where it was just like, I cannot support those type of relationships. Because one, those type of relationships are what get our trans sisters killed, because people aren't, like, able to be who they are, and they are, like, so scared. And so, like, again, where I feel like I'm at a place in my life where it's like, I want to be somebody arm candy. I want someone to, like, be as excited and as proud to be with me as I am with them. Mm-hmm. And so I realize that I have a pattern of entanglement with, maybe, like, they might look delicious, they might never mind delicious, but they are not delicious for my soul, because mm-hmm. it's like they're not meeting me there. And again, like I said, it's not that I'm looking for it, it comes my way. However, my issue where I am the culprit is that, like, I invite these situations, I enable them. And so, like, I am, like, saying to myself, like, on this podcast, because I hold myself accountable, that, like, I don't want those type of relationships anymore. I don't want them type of situations. I don't know what I want. But
you want more than that. You know what you don't want. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Well, knowing what you don't want is powerful, because that's a good starting point. You're like, well, I know I don't want this, so it's up to me to stop choosing it, to stop letting it just exist. But, and I know that that's hard.
Yes. Easier said than done.
Because it's a comfortable thing. And if with anything in life that anyone wants to change, whether it's your love life, whether it's your body, whether it's your job, whether it's your mindset, it doesn't matter what it is, your finances, whatever it is that you want to change, you have to understand that it is going to be uncomfortable. To be uncomfortable. If it was easy, we wouldn't be having this conversation. True. If it was easy to level up, we wouldn't be having this conversation. If it was easy to let go of your old shit and your old story and your old trauma, we wouldn't be having this conversation, and there would be no, you know, there would be no therapists, there would be no coaches, there would be no, pharmaceuticals that are prescribed to help people with their mental health issues. Like, I mean, it's not easy.
It's not. And why I love talking about,
but you can do it, but you can do it.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. For sure. But why I always love talking about you, because I don't know what it is with our relationship or our bond. Like, I'm not even this honest with, like, my friends about my love life. And so I love the fact that, like, I could just randomly talk to you and just spill my entanglement tea and mess. And you receive it in such a loving and, like, you know, that makes me feel like I'm not alone.
Oh.
So what are some of the ways that you feel, in a healthy, productive way, that I can move forward on this? You call it a journey. I call it a love pilgrimage, because it's
No, let's have it be a journey, because a pilgrimage, first of all, because a journey could be just as long as a pilgrimage, but a pilgrimage is like you're going to visit and then you're leaving, you're going back home, going back to where you came from.
my entanglement mentality, girl, gather me.
A pilgrimage means you're going to go right back to where you started from. A journey means who knows where you're going to end up, right? But the number one thing I would just say is that, first of all, you just... And this is for you, and this is for everyone, really learn to be compassionate towards yourself. Because, like I said, if it was easy, everyone would do it. If it was easy, you know, weight loss is a good topic to talk about, just because everyone quote unquote knows how to lose weight, right? Like, we all know, like, you eat less, you move more, you'll lose weight. We all quote know that. Why is weight loss a, you know, multi-billion dollar, if not trillion dollar industry? Why is it so challenging for us? It's because the knowledge is not actually connecting, because there's all this other shit going on. And that shit is not going on in our conscious mind. That shit's going on in our subconscious mind. Okay. So up to 95% of your thought, of what you think and what you feel, is happening on a subconscious level. So if you're only expecting your logical mind to explain everything to you, you're going to find yourself very stuck and very lacking for understanding. Okay. So, but it's fine, because then you're like, all right. And this takes just humility. Like, it's just, think about it that way. Like, that's how I think about it. I'm like, I just have to be humble enough to remember that I have a lot of thoughts and feelings and motivations that are not conscious to me. So rather than just being reactive, rather than just staying in a victim mindset of like, why does this keep happening to me, or da da da, or he sucks, da da da, I have to be like, okay, wait a second. You know, I'll have an argument with my boyfriend, for instance, and you know, I'm Scorpio, I'm fiery, and I'm like, I got that stinger, and I'm like, shh, you know, you know, I got that stinger. But then I have to always take a step back and I'd be like, okay, wait a second. Even though he might have said something or done something that, you know, triggered me, I got to understand that it is a trigger, meaning that it wasn't just about him, you know, leaving all this mess on the counter. It was about how that made me feel and what that reminded me of, and my old trauma that I've had been carrying around for my whole life, feeling, you know, whatever. And so I have to understand that, because then it makes me more able to, A, be compassionate towards myself. Because I'm like, all right, well, I have to give myself a break, because I want to figure it out. But in order to figure it out, I have to be kind enough to myself to even give myself that permission. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. And it's you are gathering me, because you're right. And I just, as you're talking, I'm literally like in my mind going down the list of things. And you're right. Like, am I compassionate to myself? I like to think so. But when I actually think about it, I'm actually harder on myself than I am compassionate. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, because I'm doing it to like motivate and move myself, but right,
it doesn't work.
You know, like, not at all.
It doesn't work. If beating ourselves up worked, we wouldn't have shit left. We wanted to change, because we would have beat it out of ourselves.
Right. Ooh, tell that to my mom. Okay. When I was, okay. Beatings don't work, Barb.
It just doesn't work. It just doesn't work. So when you understand that, then you can be like, all right, that is why you deserve compassion. You deserve compassion because the shit is, you did not choose your issues. You didn't choose your trauma. This shit happened to you, and you have just done the best that you possibly could to cope with it up until now. So when you're ready to do better, you have to give yourself that break and be like, all right, I'm ready to do better. So I got to understand that everything up until now, it was just me doing the best I could with what I knew then. I want to know better. I want to know more. So I have to give myself a break for that. So that's a skill, right?
Yes.
It's a skill. So you can keep practicing it. Just catch yourself, you know? And if you're dealing with a lot of negative self-talk, which I know that you are, just because I know you are, because I know that that's what happens when you're not compassionate towards yourself, then, you know, your mind is like, becomes like your worst enemy in some ways, because of the loops of negative thinking. That's natural. Everybody has negative thoughts, by the way. And there's no one who is without negative thoughts, but you know, it's how you deal with them. And how out of control they are, right? How prevalent they are. That's where you want to pay attention. And just bring your attention to them. And once you start to bring your attention to your negative thoughts, if you're doing this with compassion, then you can actually start to get curious about them. You can be like, okay, wait, why is that my go-to thought? Every time I feel rejected or triggered or sad or lonely or like unacknowledged, or why is that my reaction? And just to be curious about it, like, I don't know where this comes from. Isn't that like, and just to open yourself up to the possibility, like, maybe this thing that I've been telling myself for so long isn't even true.
That's the, where my wine at? Because that right there, that part.
And what if it's not true? If it's not true, then there's another possibility. There's another reason. And then, what could that be? Right. And you apply some compassionate curiosity to it. Maybe, and I'll give you a personal example from my own life. I had for many years, starting when I was 9 years old, and some little boy in my class who I don't even remember his name, okay? Mm. Which is, just tells you how much it wasn't about him. I don't even remember this boy's name, but I felt rejected by this little boy. I mean, he did reject me. I could tell you the story, but it's dumb. It doesn't matter, okay? The point was, I was like, oh, maybe this boy's cute. Maybe I can like call him on the phone and he'll talk to me. And guess what? He wouldn't, okay? Right? So I had my first, no offense, but I don't want to talk to you. Okay. That's what he said to me. Right. And so I, in my little 9 year old mind, I just made this decision. Boys don't like me. Okay. So fast forward, I am an adult ass woman and I still am carrying this thought around. Boys don't like me. And so whatever it is that we really believe, we will do whatever we can, our subconscious, that is, we'll do whatever it can to make us right about what we believe, even if we don't want that to be true. You see what I'm saying?
True. Yes. Right. 100%.
So I'm carrying around this belief, boys don't like me. So then what did I do? If a boy did like me, I then had to find a way to make him wrong. Because no, boys don't like me. Boys don't like me. So if this boy likes me, there's something wrong with him. This situation should not be. So I have to either ignore him or reject him or just push him so far away that I can then be quote unquote right about this thing that I believe. And so I luckily one day, and I call this, you know, a moment of grace, because we have these where sometimes you'll just have this insight and you're like, I don't know where that came from. I don't know how the loop of negative thoughts stopped in that second, but it did, thank God. And I was thinking, boys don't like me. This thought came into my head. And for whatever reason on this day, I was like, you know what? I've been thinking that thought since I was a child. I don't even know. Is that even true? And I was like, I don't know. It feels true. I got a lot of evidence of a lot of boys who don't like me. Okay. I had a whole, I was like, I could fill a book with the names of boys who don't like me. Okay. Because that's what I was paying attention to. That's what I was attracted to. I was attracted to boys who didn't like me. Right. And so, but then just because that one day I was like, maybe that's not even true. And I was like, I don't know. Feels pretty true, but I don't know. And just because I had that one moment of questioning that, the next time I thought it, which was like, I don't know, the next day, it's a recurring thought, right? I was like, wow, I really do think that all the time. Then I just started to bring curiosity to it. Like, how often am I thinking this thought? Wow. And because I started to challenge the thought, then I was like, okay, wait a second. Well, there was that boy who liked me. And there was that boy that liked me. Oh, and maybe that guy over there is smiling at me because maybe he likes me. It just like my whole world view just started to change. And then one day when that thought, and these thoughts are repetitive, right? They actually form like neural pathways in our brain. So they're just going on a loop like, woo, wee, you know? And, but once you interrupt it, then it's like, oh, wait, I'm losing some of my momentum here, you know? Which is why you don't have to try to override it. And that's what I think a lot of people, where we mess up when it comes to these negative thoughts, because we try to override them. We're like, no, that's not true. No, that's not true. No, they're, you know, if I think boys don't like me, no, I'm beautiful. I'm sexy. I'm desirable. Everyone, you know, that doesn't work, because that the inside you're going bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. right? So it doesn't work. So you can't try to override it. All you can start to do is bring your attention to it and then consider the possibility. Just challenge it. Maybe it's wrong. Even if I'm 99.9% sure that it is 100%, I guess it's possible. It's an infinitesimal possibility that I'm wrong. Even that is progress. Even that can change your life.
That's, yeah, this is why I called you. I needed that. I just had to be honest. I really want to just transport my 9-year-old self to that boy so I could go beat him up. Okay. Don't try my friend.
Thank you, Bryce. Thank you, bro. I wish I could remember his name so I could look him up now and be like, I can't believe I let you know. But it wasn't about him, you know?
Right.
It
was just about you. And your experience. And I don't think that people validate. And what I always talk about on my podcast is like trauma. Like sometimes people don't realize what trauma is. Trauma literally can
understand.
Be you going to get ice cream with your family and you wanting vanilla and they gave you chocolate. Like they don't, they can't process that. Like, listen, that you, yes, you as an adult are like, it makes sense, but you sometimes have to go and speak back to that child, which is what I love and why I'm so grateful to have you as a friend that I can have these conversations with. But before we go and close, can you just like wrap up to my Purple Pants posse, like, which are the things that we need to do in order to open ourselves or to start to be able to open ourselves up to the possibility of dating different, loving different, and being open? Because I just want to make sure my posse hear it, that they know, and really so I can listen back to it and take notes. Okay? it's really for me, but...
Okay, so this is going to sound self-serving, but genuinely, I have a quiz that I created. It's called "What's Your Dating Archetype?" The Dating Archetype Quiz, and I'll if anybody goes to my Instagram, it's in my bio. I'm at Dear Franny on Instagram, and it's also on my website, which is my name, which is just francescahoagie.com. But I really, actually, it's really helpful for people to do that quiz. It's only 10 questions. It's very quick, and it's very accurate. I do say so myself. But it's very helpful just to, if you recognize yourself in your archetype, and if you don't, you're like, this isn't right. This quiz isn't accurate. At least read the others. There's only 4. Read them, because one of them, you will identify with one of them. Okay. And that'll help you to understand kind of more objectively, maybe how close you are to having that, you know, that really ultimate love, committed relationship you're looking for. So that could be that's really helpful. But then also starting with just that self-compassion, number one. When I talk about self-love, self-compassion is number one, because once you're able to bring that, you know, real compassion to yourself, then you can start to bring the curiosity to, okay, why am I attracted to this? Why do I find myself always in this same situation? You can start to ask the questions. And if you ask them with compassion, you will start to get answers. Like, you'll start to get insights, right? And that's how you then you have an option to change. That's how you make choices. But you've got to bring that real self-awareness to your situation. And it's really difficult to do that if you don't have compassion. So that's the number one thing. Honestly, if you start there, you'll get all the way to the relationship. But it might just take you longer because, you know, there's other steps after that, right?
It's a journey.
But that's the starting point, right? And then, you know, like I said about the negative self-talk, because that's a part of self-compassion, is dealing with that. And it's part of that curiosity, right? Bringing that curiosity, questioning, is this true? Maybe it's not. Maybe even if it has been true up until now, it won't always be true. If it wasn't always going to be true, what would have to change? What can I do differently? Right? So it's really focusing on yourself, just knowing that the people that you are attracted to, and are, you know, the people that you're saying yes to, the people that you're letting them talk you into going out, whatever your pattern is, you are playing out an old story, right? By that choice over and over again. So when you bring your attention to it and you start to get curious about it, then you can start to choose a new story. Be like, oh, wait, you know what? You're right. Every time I start dating someone, I realize like they're just looking for sex. I'm actually looking for a relationship, but I think that I can change their minds, and then I wind up hurt. Mm. That keeps happening to me. So I've always been mad at them, And I've always been vilifying my exes and this one who hurt me and that one who hurt me. But what are the ways in which I co-created that dynamic? You know, so just asking yourself those types of questions, you start to get a lot of information and then you can start to make different choices and you can be like, well, why do I keep doing that? I tell you, if you can just ask yourself why with compassion, your life will change. Why your money? Why your job? Why your relationship with your body? Why your relationship with sex? All, if you just start asking yourself questions, why, where did this come from? Right? Why, who told me that it had to be this way? Who told me that? And just start to question it. What you said about trauma, Bryce, is so true. And I really hope that people hear that. Trauma is not just something, horrible 6 o'clock news headline happened to you. Like you said, it can be that small. It can be one time that you were really excited about this coloring you just did. And you were like trying to get your mom's attention and she was distracted and she was like, oh, not now. And she swatted you away and you were traumatized by that. And you're like, I can't get love. I'm not worthy of love. No one's ever going to love me. Literally, that's how our brains work when we're children.
Right.
So that's why you have to be compassionate towards yourself. You're like, I can see now how maybe I shouldn't have set my entire, self-esteem and like view of myself based on the one time my mom was too busy to look at my drawing. But it's not happening from a logical place. It's happening from a subconscious place. And that is why you bring that compassion to it. That's how you can start to understand it. And that's how you heal it. The understanding is how you start to heal it. Right. So that's my advice, really. Just
I'm here. I receive it. Listen, that's not entangled for me. I receive that. And whenever I do podcasts, do you ever find what I find is when I interview people or when I have them on my podcast, I will do the podcast and I will think I got something out of it. But baby, when I go back and listen, I am like, well, when the hell did she say that? I receive it, I guess, because I'm so in the host mode and I want to make sure that we have a pleasant conversation that I don't think my mind comprehends. And so I'm working two sides of my mind here. I'm like, I want to have a great conversation with you, but I also can't wait until this is over. So I go back and listen to it and truly receive it because it's something so different. And what I'm learning from podcasting is actually recording and then going back and hearing it.
Yes.
And so I'm so excited for this podcast because I know that you speak the truth. I know that you come from a place of love and compassion. And I know that you truly want whoever you come in contact to be the best version of themselves. And I want that for people as well too. And I think that that's why we have this connection with each other that is so cemented. It's you my girl for life, period. And it's not always that way with people. And so why I'm just always so grateful and I am just thankful for you to come on my podcast. It's an honor. And if whoever is listening, y'all need to make sure you check out Francesca. You can follow her on Instagram at Dear Franny. You can check her out on the Dear Franny podcast on Instagram. Make sure you go to her website, francescahoagie.com, to get all of this goodness. Thank you so much. I love you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, honey. You're the best.
It is time for advice given to you by Bryce. It's time for advice with Bryce.
All right, everyone, welcome back to another edition of Advice with Bryce. So let's go ahead and get right into this week's submission. Dear Bryce, I am a recent college graduate and have moved back since finishing school. Being back home has been great for me to reconnect with my family and close friends. I haven't been able to hang out with them for a while. However, being back home has also brought me a sense of loneliness, which is rare for me to say since I'm back home with more family and friends than I had when I was away in school. A lot of my friends are now married or in serious relationships, and I am the single friend that feels like the third wheel. While my friends are great and always include me in everything, it's still a constant reminder that I'm alone and don't have anyone special in my life. More recently, due to my feelings of being the third wheel, I haven't been hanging out as much with my friend circle, and they are starting to notice. They ask me if everything is okay or what's wrong. Since being a loyal member of the Purple Pants Posse, I have a feeling you can relate. Any advice from you is much appreciated. Love you, baby boy. Becca from the Bay Area.
Thanks, Nasir. And hey, Becca, like, yes, come on, Purple Pants Posse. You know me very well because I can speak to this subject because it's practically my own life. With that being said, I have a lot to say on this subject matter, and I am still learning on this subject matter. But one, after talking to Francesca this week, I think that it's important for you and myself and whoever this can apply to is that we give ourselves compassion, and that, like, knowing that feeling of loneliness that we have, that it's valid. And I think that, one, validating that can go a long way. Two, I feel like if your friends notice a change in you, and like you said, that they're asking you what's wrong, what's going on, I think that you should open up to them. If they are your friends and you trust them and you believe it to be a safe place, then you can tell them, like, I feel lonely. It's not anything that you guys are doing, but, you know, being around you guys kind of sometimes amplifies the fact that I am alone. There's nothing wrong with that. So speak your piece. Let them know how you feel. And they are your friends, so they should support you. I think it's also important for you to let them know that they're not doing anything wrong. This is just triggering something in you that you need to deal with, and having their support is greatly appreciated. One of the things that, when I think about this situation, I think about, like, my friendship with my friend Sarah in E. Berrios. Shout out to E. Berrios. He got that new single coming out on Friday, so make sure we all go out and support. But when Eddie and Sarah got together, I felt this way in my relationship with Sarah because I was so close to Sarah and we were such good friends, and the dynamic changed, and then it became like Sarah and Eddie and Bryce. And so we kind of sort of had to, like, navigate that through me being transparent and opening up to Sarah, saying, like, how I feel. And Sarah also being such a great friend to me, she was like, yes, it doesn't always have to be the Sarah, Eddie, and Bryce show. Like, I want to also spend time with my friend. And so what Sarah and I have done is made sure that we make time for our friendship, that we make time for just Sarah and Bryce time. And I think that with the group of friends that you have, and that they have their significant others, I think it's important that you spend time with just your friends, that it's just you, a one-on-one connection, because there's something to be said about a connection with you and your friend, and it's just what you guys share. It doesn't have to be a collective. Also, what I think is very important is that even though these feelings of loneliness and that, like, you're not with somebody comes out when you are with your friends, we can't let that hinder our friendships or hanging out with them. And so that's where, like, self-work, self-compassion comes in, where we really have open and honest conversations with ourselves. And, like, you know, do we want a relationship? What are we doing about getting a relationship? And, like, that kind of conversation. However, it should not stop you from hanging out with your friends. And if it does, then we got to reassess. We got to talk to ourselves. We got to figure out how we can overcome this hurdle. It doesn't necessarily have to be a hurdle that you tackle on your own. Utilize your support system. Utilize your natural supports, and talk with your friends about this. Ask for their advice. And, you know, but it's important to include them in the conversation. And it's also important that you're able to recognize this, that, like, you know, this sense of loneliness from hanging out with them, it kind of is forcing you to back up and put a distance between that. And that's a problem. And I think that, one, acknowledging it, and two, trying to actually put in tangible goals that you can do to stop this feeling. And, you know, sometimes, you know, I'm all for taking a moment, taking your time. We need that. But our friends are very crucial to our life. And especially in this COVID time, you've just moved back home from school and you're reconnecting with them. You don't want this to be a point of contention. You don't want this to be like, oh, we can't invite Becca around because we don't want her to feel a type of way. You don't want that. But you also want a safe place where you can talk about your feelings and that you can grow and help your friends be a part of that process. And trust me when I tell you, I'm giving you advice, but I'm truly talking to myself. And that it's important for us to realize that and to not let it be a hurdle. Like, you know, we all want a little entanglement, but, you know, in its right time. Maybe we are not ready. Maybe we still have some things that we have to work on ourselves. Or maybe we are not putting ourselves out there enough but we're not making ourselves available. Sometimes we think like, oh, I want somebody, but we're not making ourselves available. So this causes for a lot of self-growth, but don't let this obstacle stop you from creating memories and great times with your friends. And trust me, Becca, I know exactly what you're talking about. Like, a lot of my friends are married, they have children, they're in serious relationships, and it definitely changes the dynamic of our friendships. But, however, I always look at friendships as a roller coaster. There's highs, there's lows, there's peaks, there's valleys. But if these are your true friends, then guess what? That's a ride I want to sign up for. That's a roller coaster that I'm going to ride with, because I am loyal to the soil. I am loyal to the people that love and respect me. And it sounds like from your what you're writing is that, like, these people are good people and that you want them around. I truly believe if you kind of like take in compassion with yourself, you know, reassess what actually this trigger means to you and put applicable things to do to get yourself where you want to be. And maybe it's working on yourself. Maybe it's putting yourself out there so that you can date, but not closing yourself off from your friends is not the answer. And trust me, I've been there. I've done it myself. And it definitely is it. And I am lucky enough that I've got great friends that I can have this conversation with. And I encourage you to have that conversation with your friends. And so, yes, make sure you email me back or listen, because I listen, if you want to talk, girl, this is a subject I absolutely can talk about. Okay.
And once again, if you feel like you need advice with Bryce, please do not hesitate to reach out to the Purple Pants Podcast. You can contact Bryce at purplepantspodcast@gmail.com.
The following message is brought to you by Give Me a Beat. Give me an A.
A.
Give me an R.
R.
Give me a B. 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 B.
Let me hear it.
B. A. R. B. Bar. 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 B. A. R. B. Bar. Bar. Bar.
Hi, this is Miss Barb, and once again, I'd like to share with you a few words. I know life is hard. I know sometimes you feel like giving up on people and on yourself. I know you have good days and bad days, but more bad than good, or so it seems. I know every day you question yourself, what is all this for? Am I making the right choices? Or am I supposed to be here now? I know you have more questions than answers, and most of the time, you don't even know how to explain them. I know life is hard, but you have to keep going. You have to rise above the waters of your soul and bloom, no matter how hot the fire is. No matter how many arrows you carry on your back, believe me, you're a warrior. You're a soldier filled with both pain and love. And life? Well, life is just another beast you were meant to tame. And there is no one better for that job other than you. Love you.
Thanks, Mommy, for that great Barb's message. And sometimes I wonder, like, is my mom have a video camera or a microphone on me that she knows what's going on in my life? But obviously my mom gave birth to me. And so again, these Barb's messages speak to me and to my soul. But if you got something out of this Barb's message, you know what I'm about to say. Yes, tweet me, DM me, send me a message, because my mom truly loves the feedback. You know, she looks at this as like a job that, like, you know, she wants to inspire and, you know, uplift other people. So she loves to hear the feedback. So make sure you tweet me, send me a message, because I screenshot it and send it right to Miss Barb.
Who's the freak? Who's the freak? Who's the freak of the week? Who's that? Who's that? Who's that freaky, freaky, freak? Who's the freak of the week? Might be me.
Yes, so we have found our way to the freak of the week. And what one thing that I love about my podcast is that it just seems to come together. There always seems to be a thread, and it's really not my plan. It truly happens. And just with, like, you know, Jada with this entanglement with August, Alcina. me trying to find my own entanglement. When you know what? Francesca said it's not an entanglement. It's not a pilgrimage. My own love journey. And even like for the advice with Bryce this week to be about somebody that is feeling lonely and without love. And listen, so no, come on. Let's entangle a little bit more for the freak of the week, baby. So I was minding my business. You know how I do. You know what your baby boy do. Be wetting my whistle and scrolling through the Instagram. And baby, listen. Sound the alarm. I scroll on the Instagram page of Donathan Hurley. Okay. And listen, he posted, finally found the man. Okay. Listen. And you know it's official when you change your status on Facebook to in a relationship. So Donathan took a screenshot of his in a relationship and posted it to the Instagram and saying, finally found the man. Okay. Then a day later or 2 days later, he wrote, he completes me, my man. And then, okay, it's Mo. Okay, yes. Then 2 days after that, he wrote, we're right on time and out of nowhere. And it's a picture of Donathan looking entangled with his boyfriend kissing. So I was like, oh, okay. Donathan getting a little, okay, little PG-13 on the Instagram. But me as a member of the LGBTQ community and knowing what the process is like to finally find someone that, you know, you feel completes you. And I've had personal conversations with Donathan about love and his love life. And so I know how much this has to mean to him. So I'm so excited that Donathan has a new love interest in his life, and it's only right and befitting that, you know, if he's entangled in love, then baby boy, you done made the freak of the week, Donathan. So you know what you gotta do, Purple Pants Posse. Okay, he done posted 3 photos on his Instagram, Donathan Hurley. Go find them and tag them up. Y'all ain't been tagging them up. I feel some type of way. Okay, I'm in my entangled feelings that my Purple Pants Posse ain't letting the freak of the week know that they the freak of the week. But listen, make sure you go let Donathan know and congratulate him on his new relationship. Although Donathan is entangled in love right now, you know, it brings me a little sadness, because if we at the freak of the week and we talking about Donathan's entanglement, that means we're at an end to another amazing episode. I want to just thank so much my Purple Pants Posse. Thanks so much the new listeners for staying in there, hanging in there, and I hope that you got something out of it, because I truly give myself to you guys here at the Purple Pants Podcast, and I thank you so much for allowing me to be me and accepting me for that. So I greatly appreciate it. And if you enjoyed this podcast, make sure you subscribe. Okay. Make sure you give me a rating. Make sure you give your baby boy a 5-star review. And tell a friend to 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 tell a friend that Issa. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. The Purple Pants Podcast. You better listen in public, might make your stomach hurt. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to unwind. You better get that box wine. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to get your snack. You better hurry right back, though. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants.